Hello and welcome to the Record Swappers. My name is Gabriel.
And I'm Viking.
So this is a podcast called the Record Swappers. What is the Record Swappers? What are we?
We're a podcast that like to dabble in music. We each time chooses a record to listen to and the next time we go through it and talk about the band and the music and some other silly stuff.
Yeah, some fun facts and a lot of other shit down the road. So yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, good. So good of us to remember what we do.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, how are you today?
Well, I'm fine. I'm been good. Kind of tired, but
oh, so
I'm pumped for this episode.
So sad for you. So tired. So sad. Mm-hmm. No, I'm also pumped. I just got out of a fever, so I'm very good.
You're riding that bike.
I got well high.
Yeah, the well high. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like 2 days ago or something, 3 days. What was it? Yeah, Tuesday. I had 40 degrees Celsius almost. So, I mean, I'm feeling good. I was very delirious and very woozy. I could hardly like walk in a straight line. Had to ask my girlfriend once to get from the couch to the room, which is like 2 meters to walk. So I feel much better now when I'm a little more sane. Well, mostly.
but the same with your same level of delirious.
Yes, of course. What else have we been doing? What you been up to except feeling fine?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been listening to a lot of music. I've been going through some music and some music genres that I haven't been listening to for a while, and kind of finding some good music to listen to.
Nice.
Like I listen to a lot of psychedelic rock. I've been into some funk and stuff like that.
Nice,
it's been fun.
Since I got, we got back from Stockholm and Record Store Day, because I had work and I just got sick, I haven't had a lot of time to listen through my vinyls. Instead, while I've been sick, I did something you should not really do. I've been with the computer and watched through Gotham, a show that I talk about a lot that is just crazy, and it's almost over! And I'm so sad, but it's been a fun ride. I mean, if anybody loves Batman and all Batman-esque stuff and you just like a weird show, please watch Gotham. I mean, yeah, that's all I can say. It's a good show.
I heard weird stuff.
I mean, I sent you a video about a pregnant woman having an action scene. I mean, she was in labor and having an action scene. That doesn't happen a lot on a lot of TV shows. And that's just like the top of weirdness. It goes much weirder. So yeah, that's what I've been doing, and but now, I guess we're on to said record that we're doing, right? We have nothing else in our wonderful, adventurous lives to talk about?
No, I think we're good.
Okay, so what artist / album did you pick for me mostly to listen to, or take so we would both listen to?
Yeah, I pulled out a childhood favorite. It's the band Spiderbait with the album The Flight of Valley Funk.
I thought it was Wally, like a name.
Wally, yeah.
Because Wally. Is it Valley?
Yeah.
It's also two L's. I'm very bad.
It's Wally. Yeah, I mean it's what you call it? Not a slang, but when you shorten the name.
Yeah.
It's short for Wallace. So.
Yeah, okay.
I chose that record. It's kind of a childhood favorite of mine, and kind of a record that kind of blew my mind as a child.
Yeah, it's very crazy, so I understand why.
Like the story how I discovered this album is we have some distant relatives There's a cat here, or other side, or on the other side of the door, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have some distant relatives in Australia.
Yeah, cool.
And they were here one winter. I think it should have been like around 2001 when this album got released.
Oh, okay. So just like out.
The kid in that family that was a little older than me brought this on CD with him to give it to me because he knew I liked music. And they gave it to me, and it kind of
blew your mind.
Yeah, because like before that, mostly what I heard it was like popular music and stuff like that. And
the thing on the radio.
Yeah,
that's like how it used to be.
Yeah, so it was so it's kind of a record that's always been with me, and it's the one that I kind of think about sometimes. Yes, like comes up. I haven't listened to it much, like in the last maybe 10 years, but
yeah, that happens sometimes.
But it's still a record I think about a lot. It's like
it's crazy to think you've had this record for 18 years now. Time flies.
It kind of hurts me.
It's kind of in the legal terms, a fully grown human.
Or a generation, you could say.
Well, man, that makes me also a little old in a sense. But yeah, no, but so yeah, Spiderbait. I've never heard of this band. Not as far as I can, I've heard the band, because there's a couple of songs that they've made that are quite famous and we're gonna talk about in a while that are, I wouldn't say they're from this album. Maybe some songs people would recognize if they listen to this album, but I think there's two other songs that are more famous that people would recognize. But they're a very cool band, and when you listen to them, you recognize them, and when you're like, oh, those two songs, or yeah, that song, you would, you recognize them. But otherwise, the other songs are really cool, and a lot of them we're going to talk today about are very cool, and I'm glad that you picked this album. So, yeah. Nice. Spiderbait, who are they then?
So, they're a trio. That.
Can I take the first one? Just because of the name?
Okay.
Oh, sure, thank you. Sure, so nice. Sure. Yeah, like you said, they're a trio of people. The bass guitarist and a little of a singer, too, is Janet English.
Then we have Kram.
Yeah, or Kram.
Kram.
Just a little in Swedish, Kram means hug. So we like to say we like to say Kram because we're like he sings like hard rock or rocky songs, and then we just figure him giving us a hug too.
Yeah.
At least that's what I've been thinking in my mind. That's kind of cool. In a sense.
His real name is Mark Anthony
Maher.
And do you know where the Kram comes from?
No. Or is it this in an anagram, Mark?
Yes, it's Mark backwards.
It's exactly backwards. I thought it wasn't. Yeah, now I see it. Yeah. That's kind of smart.
So yeah, that's kind of where it comes from.
Like when you say Kram in English, it sounds like a little like, oh, I am Kram, the warrior king.
Yeah.
But then you say, think of it in the Swedish way, I'm Kram, the warrior king, I'm here to hug you to death.
So he is the lead vocalist and plays the drums.
Yeah, which is very cool. It's not often you see a lead vocalist play the drums. I mean, sometimes even finding a good vocalist on drums is not quite normal. So finding a lead vocalist on drums is very cool.
Yeah, and the third person of this trio is Damien Whitty.
Doesn't he call he's called like Wit sometimes?
Yeah.
And I think that's a little funny because like Wit means smart or
Or
are you witty?
False thinking.
Yeah.
He plays guitar. So that's the trio, and they started playing back in 1989. Playing and stuff, and by then Janet English didn't even know how to play music. I read some interview where he said it was then she first picked up a bass.
So she kind of taught herself, or maybe got taught by the other ones.
And so yeah, and they started playing and like coming together. And they were born in a small town in Australia.
Yeah, well, it was NSW. What was it? New? Oh God. I just googled.
Yeah.
Finlay.
I forgot to write it up, but
yeah. New South Wales. That's what I found a lot.
That's a state.
Yeah, but, and it was the town was called Finlay.
Finlay, yeah. Finlay.
So New South Wales, Finlay.
But they when they came up to the college years, they moved. They all moved to Melbourne, and started playing more for real. And they got their first record label stuff. And they were first named Spider Baby, which I think is a pretty
more fun name.
But when they got signed to a label, they realized there were an American band called it, and they didn't go the Nirvana way and pay them millions of dollars, so they changed their name instead to Spiderbait. So yeah, which is also really nice. It has a nice ring to it.
Yeah, it has.
So they've been playing, and they kind of became a really like big band in Australia, a big rock band in Australia.
Yeah, and when you listen to them, you don't really. Well, I don't hear that they have an Australian accent, but their sound is very. Like, when you listen to it, I didn't think it was... I wouldn't say, oh, it's American, if you would ask me. I would say, maybe it's British or something. Yeah, I mean,
it's hard to pinpoint. Like.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons, at least when you told me, I'm going to pick something that's hard to, like, guess what kind of genre or music it is or where it's from, and that was a little fun.
Yeah, and that's part why I like this record, is because there's a lot of... different kind of music. There's like pop punk, there's like almost there's techno, there's like electronic genres, and there's a lot of stuff
on. Yeah, like if you look at Wikipedia or Discogs or Genius or like a lot of other stuff or forums, a lot of people say like, oh, it's power pop, it's rave, it's trash pop, it's grunge.
and they're kind of at least this record is kind of hard to define, like.
But somebody also said that that this record is like their most maybe experimental at the time or something, or what you would say, like they're doing different, like more.
Yeah. Well, what I've heard at least is like they just went into this record and they wanted to have fun.
Yeah.
And it really shows in the record. It's like, it's a very fun record. It's maybe not like... the most mind-blowing record ever, but it's a really fun record, and it shows that they like put the fun that they had recording the record, they put it into the music.
Yeah, a lot of the songs are very energetic and like playful and stuff.
Yeah.
Did we say that it's the fifth studio album?
Yeah, I was getting to that. Oh, so
good on you, man.
Yeah,
like you know your job, and I don't.
Yeah. they kind of blew up in Australia, and from what I understand, they're kind of like...
they're like a big band there.
Yeah.
They're even inducted in some kind of Australian Hall of Music Awards.
Yeah.
Which is very cool to know.
Yeah, and they're like... You kind of had a feeling of like when they were at their height, kind of everybody talked about them in Australia, like everybody knew about them. So that's kind of fun. So like you said, this is the fifth studio album.
Yeah.
And it was recorded, as I understand, mostly in Woody's living room or in his house.
Yeah.
And I found some like small snippets, some like... how it was recorded, and how Magoo.
Yeah, like Mr. Magoo.
Who is a producer and engineer, a big Australian who produced this album, and also, I think mixed it, not mastered, mixed it.
I think, yeah.
I don't. Anyways, he had a portable studio with him, so they recorded in his living room. And that I think also brings kind of like this fun thing. Like,
yeah.
It was. It feels very, like it was very chill and like
down laid to earth. Back. It's very down to earth and very chill, and it's very inviting and stuff. And that's kind of fun thing also with the name Spiderbait. It's like it draws you in, like a spider bait is to get the spider in.
Yeah.
This is a like a record to draw us in, and then they catch us.
Mm.
So it's kind of the same actually.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So yeah. Let's see. Let's go down.
Let's go down in our information.
Yeah, so the name...
yeah, you said that it was for Wallace, but you didn't say why.
Nah. Really? So the album is called The Flight of Wally Funk, and it's kind of a reference to Mary Wallace, Wally Funk, who was one of the Mercury 13. Mercury 13 was privately founded program in the late 50s.
Yeah, there's a cool... I just had there's a cool documentary on... I think it's also on Netflix, but it's or else you could find it on the internet. But it's a cool documentary that you should watch.
Yeah, I don't know about the documentary. I kind of watched it because it's kind of very interesting because they like, I read up on little.
Yeah.
But they like, they were 13 women that underwent like the same tests as
the male astronauts.
Yeah, like the NASA pilots did.
Yeah.
And then the program just got shut down.
Yeah, and without these tests that they did also, like, they still did it also on male test pilots, but without these certain ones, because they did some certain ones that they did not do with the male test pilots. So without Project Mercury 13, there would be no moon landing at all. And that's no joke. There would be no moon landing. Well, there probably would be, but later. But, like, how we have history today...
Yeah.
And that's kind of cool. Like, without these 13 women that, like, no one in the world knew about till maybe... Well, some people did, but mostly now with the documentary out, a lot of more people know. And that's kind of cool. Also, big, like, what is it? Thumbs up or good on you, women. It's very good for women power. And it's very good also on, like, the she history. Or, you know, like, we have to show both all aspects of history. Like, and not just...
And that's kind of nice also with the name of the album. It's like The Flight of Elephant, so it's like...
The flight that never happened.
Yeah, and she finally gets the flight. Yeah. Kind of like...
Yeah, that's very cool. And some...
Kind of nice.
Yeah, that's very cool, actually.
Well...
And we said, or I said, that this band is mostly known for two songs, probably. And one of the songs... is this song that we have on a fun fact, but the song that I recognized that you played for me so I wouldn't recognize this band was Black Betty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is a Ram Jam classic. Well, maybe somebody made it, but for me it's a Ram Jam.
Yeah, it's, what's his name? Something Lead Belly. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it's an old blues song.
No, I didn't know that. I just know it from Ram Jam, man.
Yeah.
Which I own on a single, which I love.
Yeah, so I mean, there've been a lot of covers, but they kind of did a iconic cover of it. That's very rocky.
Yeah, so if you've ever heard a Black Betty version with Spiderbait, that's how you maybe have heard of them. Or if you've watched one of the most, I would say, best movies ever with Nicolas Cage in it. Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
I mean, the second one is very weird and good, and the CGI makeup on Nicolas Cage, it does it justice.
I was gonna say, all Nicolas Cage movies are good.
yeah, it's true. But the song is Ghost Riders in the Sky, which I as soon as you like said Ghost Riders in the Sky because of this movie, I remember the scene. Where he drives up and they play the song, and it's very good.
Yeah, it's a cover, but I don't know who did the original.
Oh, man. I was gonna say ZZ Top, but I don't know, man. Let's quick Google it.
Yeah.
Let's quick Google. Because I remember Ghost Riders in the Sky was in Blues Brothers, and the Blues Brothers were playing or looking... playing. It says Johnny Cash here at least.
The art is yeah.
And
apparently,
and there's one with the shadows, which is cool.
And Dick and Dale.
Yeah, that's cool. But yeah, no, in Blues Brothers they either looked or and played with ZZ Top, so that's why it's in. Yeah. I'm saying ZZ Top. So yeah, which is also a good movie, Blues Brothers too. Yeah. So yeah, is that everything we have before jumping into all of the? Oh wait, before jumping into all of the songs, that's something we should talk about. This is probably the longest album. May I don't know, some of the songs are very short, but when it comes to songs, at least number of songs, it has the most.
Yeah, they're part, what is it, like 16 songs on this album?
18.
Is it 18? Oh yeah, it is 18.
It's 18.
Yeah.
I wonder how long it is. I'm gonna go to Spotify and see how long the album is.
Yeah.
But it feels like because of it has so many songs, even though some of them are only 2-3 minutes, it's very long, I think. So.
Yeah, and it goes on and like, it's funny because like.
Oh yeah, I forgot to close the
room. Like from my childhood, there's
1 hour. It's 1 hour, man. So
it's,
it is.
It's
5 minutes longer than "Crack Up" by Fleet Foxes, which I remember as 55 minutes. So this is technically our longest so far.
Yeah, this should be our longest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it feels like more because of the 18 songs. I must say.
Oh but, well, yeah. I mean. Both, I would say. It kind of feels fast because it.
Some songs just rush through.
Yeah.
Or not rush, that's a wrong word.
Yeah,
just
it
because,
blows through it
yeah,
more like.
Yeah, because
like,
they're only like two.
It's like a freight train.
But it's. These songs are a little like when we were talking about Simon and Garfunkel. Like some of the songs are only 2-3 minutes, very short, but they fill up a lot of time and they do a lot in their time, which is kind of cool. Actually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but let's dive into the songs and talk about them.
Number uno, the song is Dirty. It's called Dirty.
Yeah, it's dirty.
I'm trying to say it so it won't sound like I'm dirty.
If
I'm
you
a clean.
Are dirty.
No, I'm a clean boy. I had a shower yesterday.
Yeah, that was like 5 million years ago.
Okay, thanks. I don't smell that though. Okay, maybe. so yeah, Dirty. These songs. Are also very different before, like, I have to go into my feelings and thoughts about song.
Yeah.
I think a lot of these songs are also different, and the whole album is different than a lot of songs, because it's not very big when it comes to the words. The words are not, well, no offense to say, but not that important to these songs. This album is a very musical, bombastic record, like a lot of music.
It's kind of like, I think we talked about it some before, but I mean, the vocals are important, but the lyrics are
because the vocals are really nice.
Yeah,
but like the words that say they're not like poetry. Some of the Simon Garfunkel Fleet Foxes, like some of them we could talk about the lyrics very long. Here it's mostly like, oh, the music is so good here and here, the vocals are good here and here.
Yeah, and it's like the vocals are an instrument more in this.
Oh yeah.
And that's
that they are. So yeah, the first song is Dirty, and in this I really love Cram's voice in sync with the guitar that goes through all the song. Yeah, especially when his voice sounds like distorted because of some effect they have put on, and then. I have to say that for a lot of these songs, it's going to be hard to like describe what's happening because it's hard to find all the instruments. Normally, I go to Genius, and on Genius it says, oh, they use maybe this instrument on this track. It's hard to find for this album.
It's...
So I'm going to maybe say, oh, here it sounds warbly or distorted or filtered. So you'll just have to listen and try to understand what they mean.
Yeah, also funny because it's like... All the instruments they have like listed is
a bass guitar, a guitar, a drum,
and vocals.
Yeah,
and it's like they didn't use just that to make this record.
I think they used a lot of different sound equipment and stuff. But yeah, I really like that. Before I say my bullshit, you have to do say yours.
Okay. We'll see you before. Bullshit. So yeah, it's a very nice like drum beat that kicks off this album and it gets you pumped listening to it from the second one.
Yeah, run right away.
And also does like at the 1:30 mark, it does a very nice slow down and like slows down and then kicks back up again.
Okay.
Also there's a reference who I didn't know. I heard this song like a million times. I heard the name a million times, but I haven't like thought of checking it up. But there's a line that goes, "I got my fingers moving like Barney McCall."
Yeah.
And it references Barney McCall, who's born in he's an Australian jazz pianist and composer. So I thought that was kind of fun.
So here we love conspiracy theories / theories like like we did with the Simon Garfunkel and we have some FBI stuff.
We like a rabbit hole.
Yeah. So I have a fun fact / conspiracy in that in this song "Dirty," they use the word "wrecking ball." And this is made in 2001 when a certain Miley Cyrus with the famous "Wrecking Ball" song came out in 2013, so 12 years apart. But what connects Miley Cyrus to the land of Australia? Well, her husband, Liam Hemsworth. So in 2001, when this was out, Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus... No, in 2013, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth were breaking off for a while. So Miley Cyrus has probably heard of the wrecking ball in this song because of Liam Hemsworth showing it to her. And then she all like, "Oh, that's a good thing. I'll steal that to make my own wrecking ball song about Liam Hemsworth." And that is what the song is about, Liam Hemsworth and her breaking up. And that's how she thought of the song Wrecking Ball.
I just want to point out he has no grounds for this theory at all.
You mean like all conspiracy theories?
Oh, well, usually I have some grounds, but
most of the time, none. Also, conspiracy theories are like cemented in fact that is in the past. I'm using facts in the future to cement my theory, which is very weird.
Yeah.
So, Miley Cyrus is a time traveler. She is a time lord. Thank you very much.
End of this surgery.
Yeah, and end of this next to the song, which is "Out of My Head." Actually, this... Okay, no. Keep on.
Okay.
Let's just say that... We have a little Google Drive document where we write our facts our thoughts. Yeah. And we both wrote the same thing, and I wrote it first, and you just copied me, but it's very true. And we wrote both, I wrote "those fucking drums," and what did you write?
The drums in the start of this fucking song.
Yeah.
Rocks.
Yeah, I mean, and I said, especially in the beginning and the end. And I also wrote, "them's nice. Also, Janet singing is very cool, man. It's very pop punk rock." Yeah. I have some good writing skills. Them's nice, bro.
Yeah, I mean, this is a really like pedal to metal kind of pop rock song that just drives you off.
It's very pop rock punk song.
And also, this is a song where Janet does the vocals. And she captures the feeling of the song very well. And it's very catchy and it gets on your head.
This reminds me of, the song, which is all the way down here. Because in her song, she says that.
Ah, okay.
We didn't even think about that. So it's kind of foreshadowing in a sense, if you think about it.
Oh my god, more conspiracy theories.
Let's
move on to the third song on the record. It's called tremolo.
Yeah, tremolo. It's Italian. It's it's a musical term for a trembling effect. So like if you would have, there's difference, but like if you had a guitar string and you're like just trembling it back and forth, you have one note like warbling. That's kind of a bad way of explaining it because I'm not a musician anymore.
I mean, and there's lots of that kind of effect in this song.
Yeah.
That you can hear.
Yeah, and this is another song which is very like distorted, and I like that a lot. And that there's a lot of beeps going through the song that gives it like a little sci-fi spacey vibe, like a little old, was it Family Robinson kind of feel to me.
I can agree with
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. So, yeah. The next one is the something that you probably have, and I'm just joking. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was a bad
something
joke.
That I work with.
Yeah. The song is called ADD.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, what about ADD?
Yeah.
Wait, what does it stand for now again in English? Attention Deficit Disorder, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so good. See, I know.
Good, good.
It's not like
I was gonna school you there, but you gotta figure it out, man.
I'm a good boy.
I mean, this for me is kind of a very, very 2000... century song.
Yeah.
It talks a lot about like the disorders and the medications and like you can't sit still and like running around and like.
And the music too is very
And
very uppy.
And it's kind of a like a. It's kind of a song that. I think couldn't really be made in this manner today.
Yeah, maybe. It's hard to always say. Like,
because it's kind of a lighthearted, lighthearted touch on a kind of a heavy subject nowadays.
Yeah, the thing is that also weird is nowadays we have different ways of playing music, so it's hard to say like, oh, this wouldn't be made because. Back then, you had to listen to everything on a radio or music TV and stuff. So nowadays, they're so weird to say. Oh, like it's. But I would say that it's maybe not a sound you would hear or lyrics you would hear in the same way.
Yeah, it's more like the
you would.
I don't think the subject would be handled the same way today.
Yeah, not addressed in that certain way.
Yeah,
I do like the lyrics. They're very trippy and bouncy and fun. And I also wonder if a lot of the lyrics have about medication, and it feels like maybe it has a message about over-medicating, especially when it's talking about ADD and Ritalin. Like it's talking about kids.
Oh, yeah.
And then it has a lyric about additives and preservatives going into the food, which is something we talk about a lot, especially for families and kids.
Yeah.
So I wonder, it wouldn't surprise me if it's that kind of message, in a sense.
Yeah.
So number five, pack it up. You better pack it up. This is a good song to get pumped to. I would listen to this song if you're cleaning, especially if you're cleaning. I like to get more pumped when you're cleaning, but I also wrote cooking food. But then I just remember if you're like just slicing some onions or something and you're getting pumped, you're maybe like slicing off your hand, man. But it's very good. I like it. It's very fast. And it's very nice that they all sing together here. The whole trio sing. At least it sounds like they sing together.
Yeah, I think at least Janet and
Cram. Yeah. But it does sound a little like Witt's voice. He sings in a couple of songs and it sounds like he's in there too. But at least it's that they sing together and it's very nice how they layer each other.
It's another one of those songs that has a great drum intro.
These are the problems with these songs is that like they're all cool and they're all very bombastic and they all have cool intros or riffs in them from the guitar or drums. A lot of them have, but I can't remember them in my brain. I want to
they're kind of hard to separate.
Yeah, and that's the shame because I want to start like it goes like boom boom ba ba boom boom, but it does. I can't remember, which is a shame. So I hope you really listen to all these songs, man. There are only 18 of them, so.
Yeah, I mean. Take one each day.
Keep on saying what you're gonna say before I interrupt you.
Kind of like we were talking about, this song for me kind of makes me wanna like run out the door and get in my car and drive away.
Yeah, I can see that.
Even if I don't have a car. It's nice. So the sixth one, Rumble in My Tummy.
Yeah, I had that before this podcast. Then we ate something. It's not as much rumble.
This is the only song that is confirmed that I know of that Willie sings.
Okay, so it's a confirmed... oh yeah, because you have the CD.
Yeah,
so it says...
yeah, I have the physical media, and in the physical media it stands that he sings this song.
Yeah, that's good.
And yeah, it's one of my favorite songs from this album. It really gets you moving, like most of these songs, but...
well, so, yeah, most of them do.
But yeah, this is one you kind of want to dance to. I kind of compared it. It feels like a typical music for a rave scene in a movie.
Yeah. I like the song too. It's very. It has a lot of glitch and distorted, and I like that. It's I like that. I even wrote me thinks that noise man. I have the best way of writing down my thoughts. And this song, by the most of them, it has that Prodigy feel to it. If anybody remembers Firestarter or Smack My Bitch Up, Keith Flint, who just passed away this year in March.
Yeah.
March.
March.
Yeah, we accidentally said it in Swedish, sorry. March 3rd, I think, he passed away the 4th. So, rest in peace to that man. And but it has the Prodigy feel to it, like Smack My Bitch My Firestarter. Like, which is, and that's a little ravey techno dance music.
Yeah, we talked about that, like, on Wikipedia it has the...
Oh yeah, that they have alternative dance.
Yeah, alternative dance, and like, that fits right in with Prodigy. Like, Who's one of like the biggest names in that genre?
Yeah, I mean, they are. So yeah, and let's go to the next song, number 7, the last one.
Don't get mistaken, this isn't the last song.
That's why you said number 7, the last one. This is not the last song. It's almost halfway through.
Yeah, almost. It's, almost
it's two away from half. Look, I know math. Hey, that rhymes.
Yeah.
I'm a good boy.
Oh my God.
He's like amazed by my rhyming skills.
No, I'm trying to read what I wrote.
Okay.
So yeah, this is one. This is one of those songs that really has stuck me from childhood listening to this record. It's like they have the line running up the wall.
Do you even know? Oh yeah, well, do you know what that means?
I kind of know. But when I hear that phrase out of context, I always think about this song.
Yeah, oh, okay, nice.
And it's like it's a song that really stuck with me.
Okay, in English, at least how far as I know, when we say "you're driving me up the wall."
Mm.
Or around the bend, it means you're driving me crazy.
Mm.
So I would see that running up the wall will also mean driving someone or something crazy. As far as I can understand.
For me, it's also like this, we talked about this, like you have a lot of energy.
Yeah,
and
you just want to run.
Yeah.
And you just feel like, you could see that too.
Yeah, I can't get out, but I'm running up the wall.
Yeah, I like this song. This is a very classical rock song in a sense that it has... a very explosive song sound because of it has the drum, the bass, and guitar at the same time with the singing. So it's like a triple layer cake.
You know? Yeah, and it gets like a hard riff.
Yeah, I don't know what's on a triple layer cake, but I won't mind having one. So yeah, So yeah, the next song is 6 Bar Central. This is bang on techno club rave. To it, I think it's also very bloopy or glitchy, as I like to say.
Yeah,
I like the word bloopy too.
Whatever that means.
I mean, it spreads a big ass bloop all over you, man. Don't you like that big bloop on you?
Let's move on.
Okay.
To what is probably my favorite song on this record, and it's Boo Boo.
Yeah, Boo Boo. Or Bobo.
This is just our. Oh, it's so good, no?
Yeah.
It's a pumping... It has really pumping electric beats with a ripping guitar.
Yeah.
And it has some great lyrics also.
This is very true.
Get off the boat.
Yeah. Get off the boat, 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 boat. Yeah, I love it too. And it's very trance rave and it's trippy in all the good ways. I mean, from one of my favorite minute marks is from 120 to 210. It's crazy. Like, the song warbles and in a distorted warble way, like a high-pitched tone, and it's like it goes up in a crescendo there, like, and then it goes into another crescendo with the drums and the guitar on it coming together, and that's really crazy. And then when he starts singing again, it's very good, like crescendos up and then that's the explosion. And the last minute, like, why is it from 2:10 to 3:10? I mean, that part is just epic craziness. So yeah, this is probably my favorite one too. I mean, this word is always a little hard to say, I think. Arse hugging.
Arse,
yeah.
Arse,
yeah, because of how the R hits your, yeah, with the S. Arse hugging,
yeah,
pants.
Yeah, you always need to say it in some kind of accent.
Yeah, like Scottish.
Yeah.
Arse.
Yeah.
No, I can't say it. Scottish. I am the last Highlander.
So yeah, this is kind of a...
this is a dance... What would you say? Dance pop or something? Like, because...
Yeah, yeah. But this is a fun song because this is the song that kind of... that I haven't put a lot of thought in, like, listening to before.
No.
And when you brought up something,
yeah,
it kind of... Kind of blew my
and
mind.
Then you told me, like, oh, well, if you listen to it, it actually sounds like that too.
Yeah.
And it's because in the lyrics they say a reference to Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
And I just thought about Kylie Minogue and the lyric. Well, I mean, sorry, the song's name, Arse Hugging Pants. And just thought, oh well, that's probably Kylie Minogue's Can't Get You Out of My Head when she has those white dress and it really hugs her ass.
Yeah.
Classical music video.
Yeah.
But the song itself, when you told me to listen, it really does sound like Kylie Minogue style from that time.
Yeah, it's very Kylie Minogue, and also the way Janet sings the song,
yeah,
it sounds very Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
And
the lyric
also,
yeah,
when I read through the lyrics, it touches on like the state of dance music and like how a woman is like seen in that genre and,
yeah,
kind of all that stuff, and like how like the night clubbing scene and stuff like that. It's a very interesting song, and lyrically it's kind of the most interesting song I think on the record.
Yeah, probably so. I mean, it's hard to say. Some of the lyrics are have small snippets and the cool stuff, but most of it's most likely, like you said, more like an instrument than,
yeah,
something to talk about. That they're not trying to paint a certain picture like some of the other music do.
Yeah.
Want to get to this one?
Yeah.
This is the thing. I don't know. Is it spelled like this? Villas or is it Vilas?
Yeah.
Like a villa.
I never.
Villa,
like...
is isn't that two L's in English? I think.
No, I think that's Swedish.
Okay.
I don't know. I never even thought about googling what it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a fun song, and this is kind of my conspiracy song, because this song really sounds like a Gorillaz song.
Mm.
And their debut album also came out 2001.
What?
It's mind-blowing.
Oh,
but it's kind of fun. And
yeah,
it also like got like my favorite lyrics from the record also.
Yeah.
It's a fun song.
Yeah, I like this too. It has a really nice, bouncy, playful bass line across the song, which I like. It's a very groovy and chill song when you think about it in context to other songs. And I don't know who sings it, because I was talking to you, like, for me, even though it has some a lot of effect on the voice, and a singer's can change, it doesn't sound like Cram, but it could be.
Yeah.
But you have to give them credit for like the good vibes they sing in their voice. Like, it, they just sing, especially if it is Cram, for him to be like singing these bassy, explosive like rock songs, and then going down in this chill style. I just like a lot. So that's very cool. Credit to the singing. So yeah.
Yeah. So Parking Lot is the 12th song on this album.
Mm.
Oh my god.
So many songs. I mean, think about them. If they had to be like, okay, this is on our tour, we just have to do all 18 songs, and then we're gonna go off stage, and people are gonna like, one more time, and then you have to play more songs.
Yeah.
They had to be crazy for them to, like, live play all the, especially how much energy
yeah.
that's in these songs. They have to be very sweaty people after, man.
Yeah, I've seen some live footage and they're sweaty.
It looks crazy from parking lot.
Parking lot, yeah. It's one of my favorite songs from my childhood. This kind of it's a very pop punk song.
Mm.
It's done in very like in style of the pop punk of that era. And it's very catchy and very fun.
Yeah.
That's kind of all I have to say about
it. Yeah, I have nothing to say about it. It's a good song, but it didn't really, like, you know.
Yeah.
Four on the Floor is the 13th song, and I just wrote one thing, and it's Get Pumped with an exclamation mark.
But more importantly, I wrote something.
No, but I said Get Pumped. Just Get Pumped. More importantly. Okay. You wrote something, you wrote.
This song is called Four on the Floor. More like Four on the Dance Floor.
You're so bad, man. And I have the bad jokes.
Sometimes I want to do the bad puns.
It's okay. You did your good joke.
No, but this is a very, like, danceable song.
Yeah.
Yet
it's
again.
It's very pop. This would get me pumped in the morning.
It's kind of fun.
Four on the... Well, no, I forgot it. On the Floor, Walk Like the Dinosaur. It's some kind of rhyme. He doesn't know this. It's just popped in my... It just jumped in my head that there's some kind of rhyme you can do. Like, Four on the Floor, Walk Like a Dinosaur. And then you're on the dance floor like a dinosaur with small arms. The
Mob Has Spoken is the next song.
The Mob Has Spoken.
The Mob Has Spoken.
You dare to come to me this day of my daughter's wedding.
And it's kind of fun because it's like you have Four on the Floor and it's a very dancey tune, and then you can go straight into The Mob Has Spoken. It's another very heart pumping dancey, but instead it has this kind of grinding beat that goes through the song. Yeah, it's a fun song.
Something that all of these songs do, which I like, is they just go right into the next song. Like a little we said in Crack Up, some songs like went into each other because of a story or something and it had a nice sound. Mm-hmm. And there's another album I like where the songs like end and the next song begins in the same style of music and is very cool. Mm-hmm. But these songs just go into each other very fast.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're like, oh, we're already on to the next song, which is something that we talked about, that it can go fast. But it also gives a big, like, nice rollercoasting feeling to this album. Like, oh, we're into this song. Oh, we're on a rocky song. Oh, now we're on a glitchy song. Now we're on a slow song or something. It's very fun.
Yeah, it's very, like it's jerky, but in a good way. It's like, jerky all the way around.
Yeah. Stop being such a jerk.
Yeah, you're
right. Okay. The next song is a cool ass name. It could be like a cool band name, even. Like, Hello Oregon, we're Inner Ear Infection.
Yeah.
That's the song, Inner Ear Infection.
Yeah.
It sounds I could hear like a grunge group from the 90s be called Inner Ear Infection, man.
Yeah. It's kind of also funny when, because she's talking about in the song that she hearing voices in her head. And it's kind of funny, like in your.
I was gonna write that down. That because of the voice thing. Yeah, that's I can recognize that, man. I've heard some voices in my day, and the lyrics are very like, oh, did I forget to turn off the stove or something, or like, did I leave my heater on? And it's just like normal stuff you would think about, and also not. So it's good.
Yeah.
And it's a very slow jam. It's like this is the song you would chill to, or also like the other ones would be the trippy rave dance. This is where you slow jam with your partner, in a sense, if you want to keep it on the dance floor.
And it's also kind of funny because it's called Inner Ear Infection. I had an inner ear infection.
What is it, like an influenza?
No, it's an infection in your inner ear.
Okay, I just wonder if it's different. Language, man. Okay, good. I've never had that then. The next song, number 16, is Laptop Jam. This is, I like the name of Laptop Jam. I don't know, it's a very easy name, but it's a cool name.
Yeah, I kind of wrote a trolley post saying, I wonder if this song is made on a laptop.
Yeah.
And it probably is, I mean,
especially
I don't
2001,
know.
It's not impossible.
I don't know how the laptop scene was there, but it's, I mean, it's a portable.
The early Apple stuff had some, I think. Yeah. I think so. And I mean, today a lot of the music it is made out of, on laptops. Yeah. I mean,
talking about Gorillaz, I think like the Gorillaz album, The Fall, he only made on an iPad.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool, man. This song I like because it's very glitchy and techno also, and disco-ish. It's very cool with like the drums, yeah, that Cram is putting on, pressuring up the speed, and this, like, just the pressure of the song, like speeding up. It's very nice.
Yeah, it's a very typical techno song from the era, like,
yeah, early 2000s. But not a lot of techno would have like live drums, if you don't, they would have like beat drums. Yeah. So this is live drums with that techno, so that's very nice. Yeah. This is the number 17 song, Most Boys Suck. We are two boys or men in this sense, and sometimes I do agree, a lot of the time we do suck.
Yeah.
Especially him.
It's a very well done pop punk song.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Yeah, it's very fun, and that really captures that fun.
This is like the song. Which one was it?
Parkland or Out of My Head?
The one that had. ADD. It's a lot like ADD in the sense how it plays around the subject or plays with the subject that it's talking about.
And kind of this also was like a mind blowing song, like when you heard it as a kid.
Yeah.
Because at the time I haven't heard any like something like it, where she's talking about men being dicks and it's a kind of a feminist song, like and it's fun.
Yeah, I wrote that I think it's very energetic and playful, but also very tough and strong. So it's very, in a sense, you could call the song in girlish, but in the best way. Or like female, like you're saying, female empowerment. But I mean, like, it's fun and quirky, but it's also very strong and tough.
Yeah.
Just like that, like some women are, and that's very good. The lyrics are very funny. I don't know what you're referring to. Like, I have nieces, man, and my nieces are very funny, quirky, but they're strong girls, and they're young girls.
Like, I was like, just waiting for you to digging your own grave.
No, I mean it in the best way, man.
Yeah, I understand you, but I was like...
Like if I would let my nieces listen to a song with dicks in it, this would kind of be the one.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is about me as an uncle or this song.
Yeah.
I wonder if my brother would let that happen. Oh. Well, then next on, the last song. The last song on this album.
Yeah, and it's nice.
It's a very chill. This is the wind down song.
Yeah.
This is after you step out of the roller coaster. You go to the booth where you want to look at the picture you took. You look like a crazy person because you're screaming with your hands in there. You're like, I had a fun time. And you talk with your friends about, can you believe that loop we just made? It's some fun stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know how many roller coasters you've been on. The most times I've been on one, I almost die. So.
True. The fun thing with this song is the transition, I think. Like, we talked about the transitions between the songs.
And
this is done very well because they're like, they have this ripping guitar like part in Most Boys Suck. Yeah. And then they just suddenly stop, and then you hear the like acoustic guitars from this song.
And it's like not the plucking guitar, but it plucks a little and it goes just slowly over the strings.
Yeah, it's a country like
feel to it.
Yeah, it's a country guitar plucking.
Mm.
And and it's a very nice ending to a very energetic album.
Oh yeah. Oh, I could do it on the computer actually.
Well,
no, this part. I just figured I have to show you. So that's the songs.
Yeah, the songs.
The songs. So, we're all done with all the 18. All the 18 songs.
So which is your favorite?
Let's roll and scroll. And I already said so, but it is the song that is the boo-boo.
Yeah, the good choice.
Or the babao. It's also fun to say.
Yeah, boo-boo.
The bow. So
It's a fun song.
This And this is my favorite song, and this would probably be the song I would play for someone who wants to hear their music, honestly.
Mm.
I jumped around a little when I played my girlfriend something. I just told her, oh, you want to hear what we're doing? I think you would like it musically.
Mm.
Because she dabbles in music. And I played like the first song, the third song, the fifth song, and there's like a couple. And she thought it was very cool and crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to pick just one song to like show someone, because I mean, like,
they kind of somewhat go together, and it's a very album feel because it's like a roller coaster.
Yeah, but I mean, there's like archetypes of songs, I would say, on this album. There's the electronic, more like trance, like rave stuff, and then there's the more pop punk song, and then there's more rock stuff.
Yeah.
And like, I probably would like pick three songs.
Yeah, one of each. Yeah. I understand. I would agree, but this is if I had to pick one, I would pick this one.
Yeah, I probably would pick that or one of, like, out of my head, I think it's a classic also. And Dirty. I can pick anyone.
Yeah, I mean,
hard to.
So the album In a Hole, then, I mean, it's not In a Hole, I mean In a Hole.
Mm.
You talked about the digging of holes. Mm. It's your fault. I liked it. I liked the album a lot. Yeah. So I'm thankful for you to give this to me. Like, oh, Thanksgiving now. No, but thanks for, like, just like, here, let's listen to something. We were on a train of, like, a lot of music with nice guitars and nice melody, because you're trying to break the mold. Well, yeah. I would say, well, because I picked Fleet Foxes and Simon Garfunkel.
Yeah.
So I've been picking some chill music, so this is a good break from that. And it's very nice to change. It's also hard to say, it's also nice to change genres, because this is so many genres, but it's been nice.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not what I would listen to on my own, like, all the time, like the full album. A couple of songs I would probably put in a playlist. But the whole album I wouldn't not normally listen to, but I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked it, because, like I said, it's a childhood favorite. And like,
I hate it, it's the worst. Your childhood sucks.
Yeah, my childhood
sucks. No, I'm sorry.
But it's kind of special for me that in that way, and it's fun that you like.
Yeah. So next time we're gonna listen to another thing, right?
Are you gonna go to folk?
No, I'm gonna go to some boring. No. I was actually gonna have a vinyl in my hands, and I was gonna give it to you, and you were gonna hold it, and you're like, oh, we're gonna do this one. Oh, cool.
Oh, you're actually gonna bring physical media to the show.
Oh my god, you're so cool, man. But I changed. I literally changed today. I just changed my thought. Today.
Okay.
So I was in Stockholm, like you were, on Record Store Day. But a couple of days before Record Store Day, I went to listen to a certain man who's and we're gonna listen, because I've been on the hype train, the hype train of a certain man called Watsky. And I can't let go of the hype train, man. I just can't. So we're gonna listen to some Watsky. I'm gonna find the album because it's on my Spotify list. So we're gonna listen to this one.
X-Infinity?
Yeah, X-Infinity of Watsky. It's, if I have to remember from my head, I would say third album. I think it's his third.
We could just do...
Yeah, we could just check, I guess, because he has all of them. Let's see. Where are they? Are they further down? Do you have to scroll?
No. Is that how... You're scrolling by them right now.
So, yeah, this is number one. That's number two. Oh, that's number three. It's the fourth one. A bad listener. I'm a bad fan.
You're not a fan anymore.
Yeah.
You should burn your poster. You should burn... signed poster.
My signed poster. But this is why I want to listen to it, because, I'm on the hype train. Yeah. And the next one we'll have to listen to another time, the vinyl I was going to take.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be fun. You showed me some Watsky, and I've been liking what I'm hearing. So.
I mean, you like A$AP Rock, that we talked on some other stuff, and especially on the Record Store Day episode. That's a bonus episode. and we made. And I mean, if you like a wordsmith, a poet, I think you would like Watsky. And this is my favorite album, just because it's my favorite album. You'll understand why, I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what we're gonna do. But till next time, please hit us up on social media. Our email is therecordswappers@gmail.com, and we have Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, which is therecordswappers. And then you can find us on Stitcher and SoundCloud, and what is the other one? Spreaker, yeah. I always forget that they're all called something on S. But please hit us up and just like, oh, we listened to this album, it was really great, thank you for talking about it, or oh no, you should listen to this one instead, this is really cool.
Yeah, and I want to hear from some Australians. Is Spiderbait as big as we think in Australia, or are they just relic of the past?
I mean, when you Google, at least they look very cool and very big, but yeah it could be just the internet's fog.
Yeah, like a time capsule thing. But yeah, so I want to hear that. And also, if you what is the like the most weird music that you listened at a very young age that kind of defined you as a person?
Yeah, I mean, if I had some spider bait in my life, man, that good spider bait. Sounds like I want to eat it now.
Okay, cut us off now.
Okay, have a nice time. We'll catch you later.
Bye-bye.